In local news, the Raglan Volunteer Coast Guard has announced their next Bar Safety Day for 5th of November this year. If you're new to the local harbour, it's highly recommended to do the course before going anywhere near the bar in a boat. Numbers are strictly limited, so book now at raglancoastguard@gmail.com and don't forget your life jacket. Registration is at 0800 on Saturday the 5th with the workshop starting at 0900. Waikato District Council's proposed new water supply bylaw is out for consultation. The proposed bylaw contains council's rules for protecting water supply, and it's all very boring stuff. Until something goes wrong and then everyone's thrown up everywhere like happened in Havelock North a few years ago. If you don't like people throwing up everywhere, get on the council website and make your submission. They're looking at making sure we don't waste water that is protected from pollution and from damage and making sure no one sneaks a bit of water on the sly with an illegal connection, amongst other things. Consultation closes on 5th of November, so you've got plenty of time. The Rangatahi crew have announced the beginning of the Rangatahi Farmers Market. The first market will be on December the 16th, 2023, from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. at 29 Rangatahi Road next to the coffee shop. The market will be focused on fresh fruit from local producers as well as fresh flowers and will run twice monthly through December, January and February. They'll be featuring producers such as Soul Food Farm, Dreamview Creamery and Raglan Artisan Bread. And in local sport, today is the last day you can enter teams in the Friday evening Touch Rugby competition. Entries are open for Twilight Netball at the moment too, and the Surf Club is looking for people to help coach ahead of the summer's Nippers Surf life-saving season. And that is your Raglan News for Wednesday, 11th of October, 2023.